you're holy.
New Country, Z100, Florida, Georgia Line, and holy. Good morning. 8:53 this morning on a Tuesday, August the 2nd, where last night millions of Americans were glued to their idiot boxes, a.k.a. the television set, and saw JoJo break one dude's heart and also make one dude very, very happy. It is our final Bachelorette recap here, the second most unrealistic reality show on TV. And to help me do it, of course, I've watched it all season here. I've checked in my man card, bringing in my lovely, beautiful wife, Joy, to the show. Good morning, love.
Good morning.
I tell you what a dramatic series finale for The Bachelorette. Let me just play you one piece of audio to get started this morning. Here is what happened as Robbie was pouring out his heart in Thailand, just pouring it out here.
I want to be with you forever. I will love you forever. I will protect and care for you for forever. And you know I'll keep you safe. You're not just my partner in crime, you're my best friend. And I promise I'll love you till the day I die.
Robbie, hey. Hold on. I can't let you get down on me. I can't let you do that. I can't let you do that because I don't want to take that moment from you.
That was something. I hate when they let them talk. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I would just tell them as soon as they get there, you know, because they start talking and they think that they've, you know, they've made it, mm-hmm. you know, that it's them. And then they either let them get on one knee or they stop them halfway and tell them, which I think probably is, you know, what the producers want them to do. But I hate that for them.
But bless his heart. You know, I really thought at first, I didn't know what I thought about Robbie. But last night watching it, I said, well, if she's got these two to choose from, I think most of America was feeling like you should go with Robbie.
There's always two left, and it's like one I feel like they have a really strong physical attraction to, and then one is more like the type that you'd want to marry.
I have a piece of audio when JoJo first met Jordan.
Well, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Looks so good.
I'm Jordan.
Jordan,
you
JoJo.
Look amazing.
Nice to meet
absolutely
you.
Absolutely amazing. So,
thank you.
Little encouragement.
Yes.
My parents met and were engaged after a few months.
Okay.
Now married for 36 years. Yes. So, as crazy as this journey is going to be, just know that it can happen.
And she said, he is so hot. And I knew after that, oh my goodness gracious, this is my front runner.
You know what it comes down, it's, you know, who's the lesser of two evils in my eyes. But yeah. I think this whole time, you know, it's been Jordan, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, like, he has been a front runner the whole time. And I was kind of shocked when Robbie got as far as he did. But I did kind of see why there towards the end. It was a little more clear to me.
It was one of those things where I think JoJo's mom had a talk with her. I don't want to get into it so much, but she could barely move her mouth.
Yeah.
A little bit too much collagen. But here's what she had to say, and I thought she made a good point.
I'm a bit concerned. Hear me out. You know how you walk in there, you're the center of the party in the room. Everybody want to be with JoJo. He's exactly JoJo.
Me.
He's like you. From my heart. That I think you guys are too much alike.
I think that what you're really scared of is the fact that because he's so likable. Do you like Jordan?
I love Jordan.
Okay.
Who doesn't like Jordan?
That's actually a very good point.
Who doesn't like the dude? And he's got the smooth hair. He's a smooth talker. He's got his skinny jeans, his perfect teeth, his perfect face, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He, and I think that her, you know, her mom and her family, I think, kind of saw that. That he was just almost too good, you know? Like,
right.
he wasn't even nervous around her brothers. Like, I felt like he was just very relaxed and, you know, cutting up and just knew exactly the right things to say at exactly the right times.
Yeah.
Which was complete opposite from Robbie. I think he came in a little nervous, but he was just really open with them and, you know, told them how much he loved her and was going to protect her and put her as number one priority. And I really think, I mean, the family, I really think they wanted Robbie, you know.
Yes.
I think they liked Jordan.
Yes.
Because he's a likable person, like they said. But I think that they thought long term for her, you know, Robbie was a better choice.
Jordan ended up calling the dad and the mom and asking for her hand in marriage. Robbie, on the other hand, did it in person, which I thought took a lot of guts. You know?
Yes, it did.
After the final rose, Jordan came back out. Well, Robbie came back out. And they had a good conversation. And I really think it was classy how that was handled. But he hadn't seen her in several months.
I think her heart was just telling her, Jordan, you know?
Uh-huh.
She loved them both. But, you know, she said, I couldn't imagine telling Jordan goodbye. And that's basically, you know, what made her mind up.
Right.
But they did do good. You know, they were very respectful of each other.
Yes. And,
you know, if you love each other, that's kind of what you do. So
right.
I was proud of them for that.
They've had a lot of media slamming them and what have you. But apparently last night they said, that's okay. We're moving to Dallas. We're ready to start our lives together. And now comes the fun part, because now, you know, Joy, when you get married and then you start living with one another, then you realize, uh-oh, this guy, you know, JoJo might say, this is the most annoying guy in the world.
Yeah.
This guy leaves his underwear on the kitchen floor. Or, boy, you know what? I never realized a man could be so stinky. There's going to be some fun things coming up for them. I'm ready. Now they don't have a helicopter flying you around for your dates and everything.
Yeah, it's a whole new world.
It'll be a fun world. We'll see how they do right there. The final rose went to Jordan last night. It's JoJo and Jordan. J-O-J-O will probably be on their napkins at their wedding reception. Who would you pick for the next Bachelor?
Honestly, if I had to pick between all of them, I would pick James Taylor, because I think he would be so much fun, and I think that it would be exciting to watch him. You know, there would never be a dull moment.
Right.
I don't think that's who they'll pick, but I do think that America loved him. But I think it's probably going to be Luke.
A lot of people were shouting Luke last night at that after the final rose, because he's just a good old Midwestern Texas. He's a war veteran. He's a gentleman. And
and
he can talk good, and he wears the skinny jeans, and he's got a nice face and all that.
I wish it was Chase, too. You know, I would be happy with Chase.
Well, see what happens. There's no telling on the most unrealistic reality show on television. That's our final recap here. Boy, I tell you what, Joy just flew by, didn't it?
It did. It's sad.
It's sad. It's like, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do? I tell you what, I appreciate it all, as always. And my love, I love you very, very much.
Love you, too.
There it is, our Bachelorette recap, Jordan and JoJo. I'm going to try now and figure out, I guess, the Olympics, you know, whatever. I got to figure out how to get my man card back a little bit. I might go chop down a tree today, you know. Do some electrical wiring. I don't know. Something. Good morning.